Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Your dreams
were your Christ, that was the longest break of all time.
That was a 12-minute break? What the hell was that?
Very long break. It's a very long break. But, you know, I learned more about the 50th anniversary of WQAM. It's not the 50th anniversary, is it? I'm making stuff
up. It's the 30th.
Whatever, dude.
It's the 30th. It's the 50th anniversary of 72 Dolphins, what you're thinking of.
Sports radio hasn't been around for 50 years.
Really?
Yeah. Nobody was in back in the day saying, man, never wanted them. Shame, yeah. Okay.
So how do they get scores? Like newspapers or something?
You'd telegraph. You'd do it by a beep, 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 beep.
No, you had to call on the phone.
Yeah.
Your microwave?
You had to call on the phone for updated scores.
Sure. Gross.
Yeah.
Before the end of the show today, by the way, how about this? We got ourselves a Marcos and J-Fig special.
Wow.
They, really? Not us, they.
Yeah, we do.
Have your chance to win tickets to see the Heat play the Clippers on Thursday, December 8th.
Yep.
We're giving away Heat tickets every day this week. So listen in. How are you guys going to do this? You might want a pair. How are we going to do this?
Well, J-Fig, you want to give away today's pair?
If you give me one segment to think about how, sure.
All right, not a problem. Okay. You got it.
So be nice to me.
That's it. That's your first qualification.
Wow. I saw a lot of parrots the other day at my nephew's birthday party.
Wow.
I could tell that they knew I was associated.
Mm-hmm. They were scared.
Can I just tell you, the biggest geese in the world, holy smokes,
they were
massive.
Where were they?
Who has the biggest geese?
Yeah, exactly.
They were in Cleveland.
Okay. Oh. You just kind of left it open-ended there.
That was
like,
so
just, I saw the big where? Okay, we didn't know.
Guys, biggest bears?
No. I mean, all I saw was geese and skunk in the skunk.
Skunk. Some headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford?
We know trucks.
Speaking of geese, how about some geesies and goosies, dude?
Gooseys.
Mike McDaniel, victory speech, post game, week 12, in the locker room. Here's McCoachin.
Never, ever, ever apologize for a victory in the National Football League. 8 wins, 3 losses, that's a big deal. That's what we set out to do, and we did it. It is good to have high expectations. It's good to be annoyed, okay? You apply that, you don't run from it, but hold 8-3, proud you guys, your effort, your strain will come back. I promise you I'll be better. I know everyone will be better, so we can keep putting together better performances and have those complete games, not those half games. That's something that you should be proud of. It's hard to do in the National Football League, and we should be equally disappointed with the second half, but that we don't blink at that. Bring that, okay? The hard way is our way, apparently.
Give him a point.
Whoa. Wow, are like those that. Bars?
Rhyming.
Right,
he's got
there?
Some rhymes.
Points and.
Point for
McCoach.
Hey.
What? You want to give him minus one?
No, I'm not going to give him a minus one. I should give you a minus one for falling for it, you fraud.
What do you mean?
Ooh, did you go to dancing?
What's the fall for? That was great.
He's spitting bars.
He was spitting bars.
Okay.
He's not you know.
I tell you what, he is one of the most positive people in sports. He does it with an enthusiasm, but you could tell he still gets on those guys, right? It's not like Cam Cameron.
No, he's not softy.
Right. So, yeah.
I like it. I like it. And he also talked after the game about just the importance now, and one of the things that he loves is getting meaningful December games. Here was some more Mike McDaniel afterwards on the podium.
There is nothing better in professional football than meaningful December and January games. Nothing better. I'm very excited for our young team and a lot of guys to feel that for the first time. I think it was important that, you know, guys looked at this game through the lens of establishing a good position for that competitive playoff run. We got 6 games left, and that there's no – you have to learn on the job live, and the more that we bring intensity and focus to each and every game, knowing that they're all going to count for, you know, whether or not we're able to, you know, be in the playoffs, whether or not we're able to have home games, all of those things that you want as a team, you have to earn it down the stretch. So this is as fun as it gets. I'm really juiced for the guys. We have a team that's very, very tight, that is very ambitious, and that is willing to work for it, and that's all you could ask. So very happy with that. And, you know, you just wish we could have times the first half by 2 as opposed to dividing it by 0.
So happy, very happy, but still you can tell he's still got the coach thing where he's just like, eh.
Can I just say that Skylar Thompson thing?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's put to rest. I think that's put to rest.
Here. Can
gotta,
I just tell you?
He's got to stop fumbling snaps.
Wait. Yep. Think about this. Hold on. Think about this. You think Skylar Thompson thought he was going to play?
Whoa.
You think Skylar Thompson thought he was going to play?
Surprise you.
Probably not. But I think at some point, I think even Tua said, I think, like, you know, we came into the second half knowing there's a possibility I wasn't going to finish the game. So at some point, you know, Skyler's got to put on his big boy pants and realize it might be reps time, dude.
And just
not fumble the ball. That's all. All I needed Skylar Thompson to do. All you got to do, dude, you ever heard that project back in the day? Remember when instead of a kid, you had to take care of an egg? You know?
No.
It's kind of what Marcos is going to do right now.
Yeah.
In the hood, we would have scrambled that.
Well, you take care of an egg.
It's your child.
You just got to not break the egg. You break the egg, it's a fail.
I'm looking at it as food.
All Tyler Hero, all Skylar Thompson had to do is take care of the egg. Instead, he fumbled it. Again.
Again.
I am not in any position to be talking about other people from.
You can talk all the swag you want this week, dude. Michigan.
I know.
Smoked Ohio State.
Different topic, though. I'm still, you know how I am, man. I ain't going to be blasting people. I know holding on to that football is hard.
Marcos, did Brazil end up winning?
They did. In the 82nd minute, they hit a hoop-de-hoota, which was known as a soccer term. It's when you kick from far.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Wait.
Hoop-de-hoota.
What?
Yeah, you guys never heard.
Are you saying it right? Because it's not like you just read up on it.
Nah. You know, Messi.
Hold on. No.
I don't need to Google.
We got to take a break. Yeah, we're back.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
What's this fascination with Skylar Thomas?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paid the cost to be the boss. Paid the cost to be the boss.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. All right, so the meeting of the minds have happened between Margos and Jay Fig. Today you're getting off easy on
they convinced me.
The Heat tickets. But tomorrow you're going to have to work, all right, if you want Heat tickets, Heat Clippers tickets. So today, you're cue to call. Do you want me to tell or do you want to reveal? I don't want to step on your guys' toes. It's your special, not mine.
Fig, these are your tickets. You let us know. We're all just
so
living in
today we're going to let you off easy. You are going to hear a spoism at the end of this segment. And you have to be caller number. Did we decide on a number?
No, tell us.
You decide.
No?
You're the boss.
Paid the cost to be the boss.
Number eight.
Oh, the cane train, dude.
Trumpet.
You have to be caller number eight.
Love Jamal Cain.
And you'll have your tickets.
I can tell you who else, speaking of the Heat, you know who else I'm kind of fond of now? He's back.
Drew Smith.
Drew Smith was doing some good things and did hit a big three.
Yeah.
Say what I, Smith.
Oh.
Getting after it, dude.
Mm-hmm.
This dude gets after it on defense.
Does get after
it. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it for him. All right, so listen for the spoism. Be call number eight to 305-567-0560. We'll play it at the end of the segment, and that'll be that.
But tomorrow.
Work.
Tomorrow you got to work.
So if you want easy tickets, Boss J Fig is letting you off easy today.
Mm-hmm.
Not tomorrow, dude. Want to let you guys know this. Before, let's get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Your accessattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them up 866-954-MORE. What do you got, Leroy?
Nice day. Yeah. I mean, every day is a nice day when you come back from Cleveland, but
that's fair.
This is especially a nice day. Light breeze, 5 to 10 miles an hour out of the west. And it's probably like 83, 84 degrees.
How can I explain this? Because you weren't here earlier in the show. I declared war on Canelo Alvarez.
Yeah, that was.
And I said that he can fight all of us because he's declaring war on new star of the Pinks, soon to be star of the Pinks, Lionel Messi. And he did not like that after Argentina whooped up on Mexico in the World Cup. He didn't like it, and I didn't know what he was upset about at the time. I didn't know if it was a Michigan situation where he like put the flag in the middle of the ring. Well, I've seen what he was upset by, and perhaps I shouldn't have declared war on Canelo. Perhaps I acted a bit premature for, you know, Lionel Messi's actions. I should have spoke for his actions.
No, going back now. You threatened him. I
think that's a minus one for a flip-flopper.
You know what? Well,
wait.
So here's what he
did.
Wait,
can I hear you going after Canelo?
I don't have that sound at
all. Did you cut it?
I did cut it.
Oh, did you?
I didn't put it in the system. Give me a second.
Well, let me just explain. I've now seen what he's upset about, and it's kind of understandable. So Lionel Messi was in the locker room, and he has a Mexican jersey at the foot of his locker. And he is wiping his feet with the jersey. And apparently he told some of the crowd, because there was a mess on the locker room floor, he says, use the jersey, you know, clean it up, using the national Mexican jersey, which is very disrespectful. Very disrespectful. And I believe Canelo, he said it in Spanish, so my translation may be a little bit loose. I'm using Google Translate here. But he said, Messi better pray to God that I don't find him. And so it sounds like Messi may have to catch these hands. But You know, it's our guy now. He plays for the Herons, the Fighting Herons.
He what?
He's going to play for the Herons. He's going to play for the Pinks.
He's not signed yet, though.
He's going to sign. He's
gonna they've been saying that for 4 years.
Beckham's going to get his orca. It's happening, dude. It's all happening for us. And so I may have declared war on Canelo Alvarez for being a sensitive pants. And I may have drug you into it. And I'm really, you know.
Me?
Yeah.
The hell did I? Wait. No,
this was, well, you weren't here. You weren't here. And so I just got a little. I didn't have all the details at the time. And I may have jumped the gun on it. And this is what I told of the maybe one of the best pound for pound fighters on the planet.
He said, now that you have two healthy thumbs, that you'd be able to handle this. I don't know. But anyway, this speech went on for about, okay. It's about 8 minutes long. So, you know, you just tell me when to cut it. I kind of cut it a little bit. You'll see.
Nobody messes with our Messi. You mess with Messi, you mess with us. You mess with the Tobin and Leroy show.
Yeah.
And Marcos.
Well, not really. I didn't know we were picking a fight with Canelo.
Canelo?
Yeah.
You better watch your mouth. Tough thumbs Twitter guy. You know who we got also in our fight? In our corner?
Uh-huh.
Dimitri Bivol.
Okay.
He's going to jab you to death.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
You know, in case he if he would fight us and not in a, you know, in a prize fight with you for $30 million.
Mm-hmm.
But theoretically, we'll get him on our side too.
This fight comes at the perfect time because Leroy has both his thumbs again.
That's right. That's right.
We're just healing up.
If you had no thumbs, Leroy,
uh-huh.
maybe you'd have a chance, Canelo.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But you don't got a chance against a good thumb, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
No shot.
Two thumbs up.
In fact, I'm going to get a friend of the show, Tyreek Hill, to join us, too.
Wow, okay.
I think he'll join.
Maybe.
I think so, too.
Not sure.
We did Cheetah!
Get the auctioneer, too, while we're at it.
No. I want him on Canelo's side.
Okay.
So get his ass kicked.
He stays home.
I'll go after him. Can I
you know what? You know what, Canelo? Yeah. How about you this? How about learn a lesson, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just hold that L,
okay?
Why don't you just hold that L, just like you did against Mayweather, and just like you did against Bivol, okay? Listen, we know how to beat you. Mm-hmm. Just got to throw a jab.
Easy.
All right?
Yep.
Unless you have judges there, obviously then it'll be crooked.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to mess with our guy, Messi.
Yep.
He's ours now. And guess who else is fighting you? David Beckham. That's right.
That's right.
David Beckham, mm-hmm. he's going to put his handsome face on the line.
Yep.
You got nothing, dude.
He's going to bend him.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Bivol did, son.
Yeah.
So why don't you watch out, Canelo? You think you're so cool? Think you're so tough?
Yeah.
Oh, pound for pound, best fighter on the planet. Yeah, at 168 pounds.
Baby. He's a baby.
You know who else we're going to get?
Who?
Great Argentinian fighter, Marcos Maidana.
Wow, weird.
Yeah, he's fat now.
A lot of people.
But who cares?
Yeah.
He gave Floyd Mayweather a fat lip.
Did he kick his son
you
in
did
the
it?
Head mm-hmm. with a football?
He actually hit Floyd Mayweather Jr. You didn't? So don't you be talking about our Messi.
Maybe we shouldn't play any more of this. You know, I didn't have all the details at the time.
Very typical of Tobin.
Didn't do his research.
Yep. Nope.
Well, I didn't realize. You know, it is an understandable offense. You wipe your feet on the jersey.
Did you get it off of Twitter?
Did I get what off of Twitter?
What happened?
Yes.
Okay. And you're still dependent on Twitter to be accurate?
I just wanted to defend my guy, Messi.
Dude, you troll everybody. Why do you not think you could get trolled?
I don't think he is trolling. I think he's going to give Messi them hands.
Well, I think he's serious, but I'm still saying you got overexcited about this.
Don't worry.
Now you and Messi, y'all going to be in the same corner.
That's right. I got my guys back.
No, you go. Well, you said it. You did it. You go.
-1.
I got his back. You know, watch him go fight Canelo.
For leaning out of the camera.
I'm not leaning out of the camera.
Yeah. You kind of are. Yeah.
I'm in the camera.
On your chair.
Your hands are behind your
head.
You're
about to fall off that chair.
I'm not going to fall. That's the problem with this chair. It doesn't like.
No, because you do the same thing here.
Why do you?
But that one doesn't go back as much.
Why do you feel the need to lean back? Why not just sit up?
Because I feel like.
I could lean back in this chair. I don't.
No, because look how you're sitting. You're leaning up. I can't lean on the table. I can't do any of that.
I think you could.
Based on how my computer is sitting.
Anyway.
Excuses.
As long as my head stays here, it's not leaning back.
But it wasn't there.
So watch. No, watch. Watch, watch, watch. That's not leaning back. Head is still in the center box.
It's actually the definition of leaning back. But you know what, Leroy?
No. Okay. The whole point of leaning back was this.
Yeah, it's doing deception again, dude.
Oh my god! Wow. No,
that was leaning back.
Job, well, I'm glad you recognize that.
This is not leaning back.
This guy's like Fat Joe. Yep, just leans back all the time. Stunt Steve liked it. Got a live audience.
Stunt Steve's a big Pigs fan. He's in our fight against Canelo too. Let's go! He's back. And you
but
know
does
what?
He even know what happened?
His beanie.
Yeah, he found out during the break when I found out. He says that's pretty disrespectful, which it is.
I mean, how about Michigan putting their flag?
Oh, saw that. Yeah, but you want to know who I don't hear crying about it? Ray Boom Boom Mancini took his loss like a man.
Well, Ooh. Ohio State ain't gonna say nothing because well, they don't want it. You want some of this old man? No.
Ray Boom Boom Mancini's a proud Ohio and Youngstown. I assume he likes the Buckeyes. Want me
that's
to call
where
him?
They all from. That's where they all from.
Boom Boom Mancini.
Uh-oh. Apparently, we have beef.
What? More beef?
Debo That's how you started the show.
Uh-oh. Debo Samuel is calling out Raheem Mostert.
Whoa!
I thought it was the other way. Mostert was calling out.
He did. But now we have Debo's response.
Whoa!
Sorry. Too much?
Wow.
Read it.
Make sure it's not a fake Twitter account, man.
I will.
Oh, he falls for it all the time.
No, it's real. It's real. It's real.
I'm
not getting musked. Okay.
That's what we call it?
Yeah. But we got to take a break. We'll do it on the other side with a little All Right, Oh No.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
We understand the answers to our test.
That's cute to call.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. Tobin and Leroy back with you here. Gets a little all right.
I want to let you guys know we got your chance to see comedian John Mulaney this Saturday, December 3rd at the I Think Financial Amphitheater. Easy to enter, just go to WQAM.com, click on the contest page, and you guys can have your chance to win. John Mulaney is this Saturday. We'll also be giving away a pair of Heat Clippers tickets every day this week. Who won the tickets? J-Fig?
Umberto.
It was not.
No.
That's okay.
What? Oh, wait, no, that's right.
Who won
right.
the ticket?
Lewis!
Leroy's muted, Marcos.
Oh, it's my fault. All right,
hey, you just wanted to say it.
It's just wanted to say Umberto.
Yeah.
Minus one for lying.
No, it's not lying.
No, that was
no.
lying.
What well, it was deception.
Oh, you know, that is
but
deception.
Of your little fingers who pressed the button, so.
That's my fault, indeed.
I'm sorry, Umberto.
Minus one.
And we decided that was deception, not lying, right?
Yes.
For deception.
And also Leroy for leaning last segment.
I'm not
for
leaning.
Out of the camera. For lying.
We got.
Oh, guess what I did?
What?
Hey, so. All right, I'm going to do my all right on it. Go ahead.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
I'll wait.
Go first.
Go ahead.
Oh, so my all right, of course, is going to go to Michigan.
All right.
It's going to go to Miami putting it on them.
The All
Heat,
right.
Like, it was just a lot of teams that I'm associated with had a lot of fun winning.
So it sounds like it's all right so, for you.
Yeah. Hey, I enjoyed my sports watching. I was stuck in a hotel room, so I didn't care. Right? My oh no. I would have to say it goes to me.
Oh, no.
Because I was on the radio doing a hit, and they were trying to ask me about, oh, you feel good about the game. You feel good about the game. And I said, you know what makes this so great? I don't have to call any Buckeye fans. They are all gathering at the Browns game.
That's right.
So I don't even have to do a whole lot of work to get folks back.
With their skunks.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So it was, there's nothing that makes Thanksgiving weekend better than being in Ohio at a Browns game celebrating a Michigan victory at the Horseshoe. Hasn't happened since 2000. So,
is that your oh no?
That's my oh no. Because what I did to Browns fans. Oh, I like Browns. I love Browns fans. I've enjoyed them when I played there, but I did them dirty.
Okay. You want me to go next? My all right goes to Caleb Martin.
All right.
That dude is all awesome. Right. I mean, Bam is easy. You know, we love always Bam. We love him. He's the best. But Caleb Martin, monster. He was he's been outstanding for the Miami Heat, especially in Jimmy, really all season, but since Jimmy Butler's absence, those two guys have been really, really great. My oh no goes to this beef between two former teammates, Deebo Samuel and Raheem Mostert.
Ooh.
Oh no. So I'll send this to JFig. I don't know if she can get up fast enough because it's a tweet from Deebo Samuel. But so the backstory to this is Raheem Mostert did an interview about the Miami Dolphins. And he was talking about the talent. I don't have the whole article because I got to subscribe. And no offense, I'm not going to subscribe to something called GoLongTD.com. but I got the clips. And it says, Mostert told Tyler Dune, he says, we have way better talent here. It's going to get spooky. We have a quarterback who can actually sling it. So, you know.
Now, question. Was he referring to Jimmy Garoppolo or?
He's praising Tua is what he's doing. We have a right. quarterback.
Yeah, because he didn't play with Trey Lance.
Mostert, he said, what clickbait. Not once did I dog Jimmy G in the interview. Did I praise our QB1? Hell yeah, I did. But I also threw out compliments to my former QB. But hey, let's leave that part out. So Mostert's upset. He feels he's been taken out of context. And so has Deebo Samuel, who has responded. And Deebo, he says on Twitter, Raheem, be real with yourself, with two laughing crying emojis.
Wow. So here's the problem.
Sounds like we got beef, dude.
What does that mean?
Here's the problem. This is why Twitter wars suck. Because the whole basis of this, somebody probably got at Deebo and say, look what your boy is saying. But they sent that article, and that article is set up to get hits. Right? And so you're not going to have the response that, no, he wasn't throwing shade at,
well,
at Jimmy Garoppolo. He was just praising his quarterback.
In fairness to the article just says, Tua Time Part 2, The Takeover. So it's not like his headline, the guy who wrote the article. But this is how it works, is people will take that, and there's going to be 100 blogs about it.
Exactly. I think anytime you can have a back and forth over two guys that have been successful soon as they hit the league, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, Deebo Samuel ain't got nothing to worry about. Y'all, what, they went, what, 2 years to the NFC Championship game?
No, if Deebo really wants to hurt Raheem Mostert, this is what he should have said. He should have said, hey, Raheem, Mike McDaniel likes me better. That hits him where it's at. That would hit him where it's at.
I think any coach would like him better because he's so versatile. Like, that's the thing, right? I don't think there's nothing doing here. Unless you call a player out, it is easy to think you're throwing shade at another guy. I mean, didn't Cheetah go through the same thing? He said He said Tua was the most accurate quarterback he ever played with, and everybody took that and ran with it and said, Cheetah said Tua was better than Patrick Mahomes.
But here's the thing. We didn't get Chiefs and Dolphins this year so far. We're going to get that in the AFC Championship, of course, but not yet. Right now,
hey,
the juice can goes you do into me a Dolphins. Favor? What?
Can you do me a favor?
What's wrong?
Slow the bleep down.
Why?
They're 8-3, mm-hmm. right? They haven't even made it to the playoffs yet.
They will.
So just slow it down.
Okay.
Just slow, pump your brakes a little bit, please.
Quickly, J-Fig, what do you have for All Right, Oh No? I apologize for taking so much time.
It's okay. It's accepted. Leroy. That's my Oh No.
Minus one for lashing out.
That is my Oh No.
That's lashing out, dude. You're lashing out.
Minus one for leaning out of the camera.
Honestly, it's kind of, for lashing it's kind out. Of scary. Can you stop doing that?
Marcos, besides you know, you winning, of course, the fantasy football or the
well,
flag
that's my
all
right.
All right, woo!
You know, Marcos' family expanding. Yes.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. that's good. Okay, so not the Turkey Bowl.
Not the Turkey Bowl.
Not the Turkey Bowl. No.
All right, well,
because I heard about your competition and there was none.
Yeah, well, you know what? As soon as his ACL
well,
heals,
if you playing in the football league and Marcos is your star athlete,
yeah.
Look, I can do well in. Flag football as a quarterback.
What do you got for your Oh No?
My Oh No. And actually, it's my All Right, it's my Oh No. Okay, Leroy.
Slashing out again.
He's really lashing out. That is
I see every pore.
Minus one.
He's definitely lashing out this time. Other
for
than,
lashing out.
Obviously, this is my All Right and my Oh No combined. Oh No to the season that the Hurricanes played. All Right that it's finally done.
Yes. That's our show for today, everybody. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. 6 geese a-laying, 700 highlights, and he's going to have 5 mother-leaping gold rings by the end of his career.
I love Christmas.
Gordon Hayward.
No!
He was literally a little squirrel amongst the trees.
Hope you mother have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.